Good afternoon, Setter fans, and welcome to the first ever installment of the Pace Athletics Hall of Fame podcast series. My name is Jim Sheehan. I'm an assistant athletic director here at Pace, and as we get ready for the 2018 Pace Athletics Hall of Fame induction ceremony set for April 26th, I've recently spoken with members of the newest class. Today we'll feature Pace softball great Jackie Bird. I'm now joined by Jackie Bird, 2005 Pace graduate. Jackie, first off, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You are part of the 2018 Pace Class Hall of Fame after, you know, a storied career on the Pace softball team. First off, you know, when you got the call to, that your name had been selected, that you're going to be a part of this, what kind of went through your head?
I started crying. this is, you know, beyond, you know, imagination. Something you've always dreamed about, and finally here, like, I'm getting in, like, it's huge, and I'm obviously so honored to even be a part of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a great, you know, a great honor. As I mentioned, you know, you've kind of been graduated in 05, you've been out for, you know, 10 plus years or so. When you look back on your career at Pace, what kind of stands out to you the most?
I love college. I don't know many people that didn't think that it was the best times of their lives. The classes, you know, the softball, you know, the 4 years we were there, we won a lot of games. So, you know, I'll every now and then go back and think about all those games and all those good times. And obviously the friends that I've made, you know, there's something that bonds you as being a part of a team, as part of a collegiate team, that can never be taken away or broken. So, like, even though it's, say, 15 years since I've been out, you know, I still keep in touch with, you know, most of the teammates that I played with.
Yeah, certainly, you know, the team aspect of things, I think, is a big, you know, big part of, you know, college sports in general, being a student athlete, you know. Now, you, as I mentioned, a storied career here at Pace. You're in top five in many statistical categories, all time in the record books, leader in walks, second in games played. Stuff like, do you ever think about, you know, the legacy that you've left here and the numbers that you kind of piled up?
I've actually never thought about that. As I, you know, watch the newer generations come along, you know, I'm, like, blown away about how good they're getting and how good they are already. You know, as freshmen, sophomores, most of the incoming classes are from California. So, you know, these girls that are playing now are good. And, you know, I see them breaking records, you know, and I think that's great. So, I mean, I never really thought about my legacy because I see people creating their own.
Now, I saw you were actually at a Pace softball game earlier this year, the opener of the new Pace softball field. You actually caught the first pitch from Coach Stabile. speaking of Coach Stabile, she's, you know, been around the program since the beginning. I think she's in her 37th year now. You know, what do you think about, you played for her, obviously, your thoughts on, you know, Coach's legacy here, and, you know, have you been able to stay in touch with Coach throughout this, you know, since you've been gone?
I have. The good thing about living on Long Island is that Pace will come to Long Island to play twice a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm always able to get to at least one of those games. So I'll always see Coach. Even when I'm up there, we might catch, like, a bite to eat for dinner. And, you know, we'll go back for alumni games. We try to do that once a year, too. So I definitely keep in touch with Coach. I can't believe how long she's been there. It's been before I was born, which I actually didn't realize until, you know, opening day when they announced that. 2016, I think it was, she got Coach of the Year for the NE10s, which, like, was a tremendous honor, which I was really happy that, you know, she got that recognition because, you know, she puts in, you know, everything to Pace and to softball. And there's nothing that she wouldn't do for any one of her teammates, you know, past or present. You know, so she's good people.
Yeah, certainly, you know, an interesting side note on she does everything. She was actually, you know, sweeping the field over the weekend. So she's, you know, the coach and the grounds crew. So it's very, very impressive what Claudia has been able to, you know, do at pace. So you mentioned the newer crop of softball players. You were obviously on hand to watch some of the current players. How, you know, what do you think the biggest thing has evolved through the years in, you know, college softball or softball in general?
I don't know. It's a growing thing. I mean, it changes, it evolves. I think this new facility is definitely going to help, you know, pace softball, you know, get to that next level. I mean, I love the fact that it's, you know, a true field. Nowadays, a lot of these fields are turning into, like, turf outfield or turf infield, and I really like the purity that, you know, this new field has, and hopefully that keeps, you know, pace going in the right direction and gives it an edge amongst other schools.
Yeah, certainly is a nice new field. All dirt on the infield. A classic look, I suppose. Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, you keep in touch with some of your former teammates and, you know, maybe former classmates. Have people reached out maybe that will, you know, be on hand for the ceremony?
Yeah. In fact, Tess Bear, you know, she was a senior when I was a senior. She's coming back from Oregon.
Nice.
Ceremony, and for the whole weekend, it should be actually a really nice weekend. You know, she'll be crashing on my couch like the old days.
Yeah, that's college for you.
Yeah. Sheila Mercado is coming from Denver. Ange might come. Angela Oxen might come from California, although she just recently had a baby girl. So we don't know about that yet. I think that might be it from coming from afar. Amanda Daig, she actually didn't even play with me. She was, you know, a freshman after I graduated, but, you know, I've even kept in touch with her in Texas, so she might make the trip back too.
That's awesome. That's great. Do you have any, you know, thoughts on what your feelings will be on, you know, when the night of the event, or have you thought about kind of your speech at all?
I haven't. I'm worried because I'm not a very good public speaker, so this will definitely be out of my comfort zone. I don't know. I mean, they're trying to, I guess, keep it limited to around 3 minutes, but I feel like I could use that whole 3 minutes to thank everybody, you know, that's made me where I am today.
Yeah, that's a short time.
Yeah.
It'll be like the Oscars. They'll give you the music. They're going to cut you off.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, final question-ish. Now that you're kind of in the, you know, in the real world, I suppose, what do you think the biggest characteristics that you kind of used from college softball or your experience at Pace that you kind of use, you think, on a day-to-day basis?
It'd definitely be part of a team, like a team player. You know, you grow up playing on these teams. You know, I'm one of the, you know, more proponents of, you know, backing up everywhere, you know, because you never know when a teammate might throw the ball away or, you know, might not make the pick. So I still play. I'm playing slow pitch now. And every now and then when I'm catching, you know, I'll still run to back up the first baseman, you know, because I think that that's important. So, like, being a team player, you know, in the workplace, you know, in life, you know, just overall, you know, being there for other people is what's really important.
Now, you mentioned you've still playing softball. What kind of leagues are you in? Is it, you know, is it as competitive as you remember?
Yeah, it's actually maybe even more competitive. It's a different competitive. I'm playing slow pitch, which, you know, you would think, you know, your typical bar league where, you know, people drink and, you know, go to the bar afterwards. But I actually play tournament ball. So we actually travel. It's co-ed, so, you know, it goes guy, girl. So we're playing with the men, you know, these, you know, huge men. with these, you know, bats that are nothing like they were when we were in college. So we travel. We actually traveled to Texas already this year and won the tournament down there.
Nice.
We travel to Florida it's called, like, Worlds. So you play all summer in these tournaments to get points, and then you play against all of the other teams in the United States in Orlando in Mickey's house. and we've actually won that tournament down there 3 times and made the finals.
Very cool.
5 times total. So it's very competitive and, you know, keeps me active and, you know, social, and I actually get to play with some of the, you know, past Pace alumni when, you know, we're down players and I'm trying to, you know, get fill-ins.
Nice.
I'll call up Patty or Trish or Carolyn, and sometimes they help us out.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Softball is a great sport in that regard. There are many leagues, you know, around the country that you can just keep playing.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jackie. I appreciate you hopping on. And as we mentioned, the Hall of Fame ceremony will be April 26th. It is at the Willow Ridge Country Club in Harrison, New York. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you very much.